We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hi, Allie's out for the week. It's just Gibbons and I. What up?
Let me ask you a question,
yes.
Riggs.
Yes.
You have a dog. Your boy, Samson.
Samson, Twitterless Samson on the Instagram.
He is your son. You have no kids.
Uh-huh.
Now, in 20, 30, 40 years,
sure.
When Samson meets his maker and goes to the doggy heaven,
uh-huh.
Will you memorialize him in any way?
We'll probably have a little ceremony, but no, not really.
Now, you don't have any tattoos. None, right?
Zero tattoos.
Would you get a Samson tattoo?
No, I won't.
Well, guess what?
What?
You're a terrible dog dad, and you're an even worse dog dad than Mr. Joe Jonas.
Why?
You know what happened to Joe Jonas' dog.
Hold on. What happened?
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner were straight off their honeymoon in the Maldives, or Maldives, however you pronounce it, right? And they get their doggy with a dog walker, because they can't just go out and walk their dog. They'd be hounded by the press.
Right.
So their dog's out with a dog walker.
Uh-huh.
And little Waldo breaks away. And
Waldo was his name? That's such a good name.
Yeah.
Where's Waldo?
Well, Waldo's in heaven, Riggs.
Because
Waldo got away, and Waldo got hit by a car, and Waldo's no longer with us. So Joe and Sophie Turner...
I don't know whether I'm laughing or crying, but Waldo is such a hilarious name for a dog.
And where's Waldo?
And where's Waldo? He's dead. And I was like, I don't know.
You're terrible.
I'm sad because he's dead, but I'm happy because it's funny.
It's not funny. So they decided, our good friends Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, to get a matching doggy tattoo.
Oh, that's lame. Come on.
Oh, shit. No. I would back your play normally, Riggs. But this is something I could totally see at least me doing when my boy Killer passes away in about 25, 30 years.
No,
it's a little picture of their doggy. Joe posted on Instagram, RIP, my little angel. I miss you, Waldo. Rest in peace, little lady, is what Sophie Turner wrote on her Instagram.
All right. Here's where this is lame, okay? You get a tattoo about your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, somebody that you know, like flesh and blood, that passed away, right?
Yeah.
I respect that 1,000%. Like, you do that. Like, you do that for you. But this is a dog. This thing didn't contribute anything more than maybe 12 to 15 years of a fleeting memory.
Riggs.
You don't even have any blood or sweat connection to it at all. You don't.
Riggs, have you ever lived on your own?
Yep.
Had just no spouse, no girlfriend, just a pet.
Yep.
No therapist, couple of friends, not very many friends, and just a dog. And you tell that dog everything.
Yeah.
And you and that dog go through everything together.
Yeah.
The ups, the downs, the peaks, and the valleys of life.
Yeah.
And you're saying, it's just a dog. After 12 to 15 years, it's just a dog. No. That's a confidant. That is, in many cases, a savior.
All right.
That is someone more important. That's a person. I call my dog a person.
You're also making a permanent life decision. Getting it on your, I don't know. I'm weird about tattoos, too. I'm not a tattoo person. I would never get one. You're never going to convince me that I would get a tattoo. I would never get one, ever. Ever.
Okay.
I would never get a tattoo.
I can respect your decision to not get a tattoo, but to poo-poo and crap on somebody who says they would, or someone who got a tattoo of their dog, their little precious baby...
Still a little funny.
It's
especially
not
when
funny.
It's Waldo, because I see a little red hat, a red and white striped hat with a little glasses. And
I know
Waldo.
You. And I know you. You're picturing it as a pancake on the road. You're such a jerk, Riggs.
You said pancake.
Yeah, because I know what you're thinking, you dick.
I know what you're thinking. I know. And now you have a hilarious image in my brain. Because it's a cartoon version of Waldo that's been...
Where's Waldo? He's in heaven.
Wheels are off already.
Oh, Jesus.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Yeah.
Do you have good news to start the day?
Oh, yeah.
What is your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is last night, for the first time since I was, I want to say 16.
Yeah.
I had Boston Market for dinner.
Oh my God, Boston Market.
When's the last time you had Boston Market?
It's been a hot minute, maybe at least a year or so.
Oh, dude.
Because there's not one that's close to my house. The closest Boston Market is, there's the one in West Dallas. Mm-hmm. Is that the one you went to?
Yep.
And I think the one off 27th Street closed.
Oh, no.
If I don't remember, but go ahead. Dude, what did you have
at Boston Market? Rotisserie chicken.
Ooh.
Mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
Mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Mixed veggies. Mm. And they have cornbread. I forgot about the Boston Market cornbread.
Oh, nice.
Dude.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Ate the meal. You know, there's a little bit left on the plate that you want to like sop up. And then my girlfriend goes, hey, Ryan.
Oh.
Breaks out the cornbread, and I was like, yo, sop that ish up.
Dude, there's nothing beats a good slice of cornbread, and I've lived in the South before where they do cornbread really well down in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You're damn right.
They know how to do it in the cast iron skillet. So good.
Oh.
Cracker Barrel style.
Oh, stop it.
When you sit down at Cracker Barrel and they say biscuits or cornbread, and I realized you could say both, that was a life-changing moment for me. I was like,
God. Oh,
thank you, four-star server. I will have both.
Yes.
Biscuits and cornbread.
Sign me up.
Well, my good news is, oh, holy crap.
I saw the wheels going.
I was thinking about cornbread, honestly. You got me thinking about cornbread out of Tuesday morning.
You're damn right.
My good news is that all of my Amazon Prime stuff that I got on Prime Day 2 weeks ago has now said that it's going to be shipping.
I thought you were going to be like, finally got it.
Nope. No, still haven't got that damn doorbell and that stupid Echo Dot.
So now
right now, I think I'm keeping them out of principle because I don't really want them anymore now. I want to kind of cancel the order. I do.
Nope.
But at this point, it's principle. So now, instead of coming in September, it's just been updated to August 6th.
Oh my God, Riggs.
It's still July.
What in the 30th, blue hell?
I don't know. I guess it was out of stock, or I think that was one of the biggest items that they had.
Well, yeah, I mean.
That doorbell and the dot, because
like
it was
60%
a deal.
Off.
It was a crazy deal, and I realized how cheap it was when I got it that, oh boy, it's going to take a while to get this. But the good news is it's shipping soon. Sooner than a month.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
Thanks,
man.
Amazon. That's my good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. What are you laughing at over there?
You sent me the photo that you just sent me?
No. Oh, Mike Tyson with the Bisquick?
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
That is funny.
Very funny.
Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, just Gibbons and I this morning. Have you heard of the Area 51 raid?
Have I?
Yes.
I'm checked in as attending on Facebook, bro. Come on.
Yes. Some guy started it as a joke. Storming Area 51 to, quote, see them aliens. Well.
Yeah.
Now the local town, Rachel, Nevada, which is the closest like town to Area 51.
Like residential area?
Residential, with a population of 54.
They shut up. 54 yeah. people.
Yeah, 54 is their population. They just have like one little hotel called the Little Ailey Inn. 14 rooms. God. They are booked solid on the 20th right now.
Little Ailey Inn. Yeah. I get it.
And people there, like the sheriff, they are concerned because it could put a strain on emergency services if they get anywhere, even like 5,000 people, let's say, show up. Because how many people are now marked attending to this thing? Like 1.5 million going?
Last I saw, yep.
Maybe more say they're interested in the event on Facebook for this storm or raid Area 51 thing that's happening. But that's what they're saying the concern is that if people actually show up, because obviously you're going to have some clowns that are going to be like, oh, let's go see what's going on. But what could what's the worst
thing? Clowns?
That
you mean investigators, Riggs?
Investigators, schmestigators.
The truth is out there, okay?
I know it is, and I'm a Bigfoot guy. You know me.
Uh-huh.
You know me.
And you're calling these people nuts.
I'm not calling them nuts. I'm saying do it in a different way. Don't raid it.
How else are you going to get to Area 51 unless you storm it and see those aliens?
You have to outwit them and outfox them, Gibbons. You've got to outfox them. You've got to be smarter than the government.
Riggs.
Yeah.
Riggs.
Yes.
Come on. I'm looking around making sure the feds aren't listening.
Oh, they're listening.
They're going to have 5,000 people in the front, right?
Yeah.
Going in the front. They're going to have like 100,000 coming in through the back.
That's right.
And that's how they're going to outsmart the government.
Those are the Naruto runners, right?
Uh-huh. Those Naruto runners, yes.
Oh, yes. And then the Chads with their Axe body spray are going to come. They're going to storm from the back, too.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, if you go to the Facebook event page, it's all explained there.
Yes. Raid Area 51 or Storm Area 51. I'm sure you can find it on your Facebook.
See them aliens.
Go
find
there
them
and,
aliens.
Yeah, find them aliens. Get them aliens. State fair tickets coming up next with the morning quickie. The truth is out there, yo.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week. It's just Gibbons and I. What?
Okay. You have said on the record on more than one occasion.
I have.
That you don't think Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are an actual couple.
I don't really think they're a couple. I think they're really good friends, and they play it very well to a publicity standpoint because they always seem to have music coming out at the same time. I think they're both very talented. I think they're both very attractive individuals. He's a good-looking dude. She's a good-looking chick. So that would make a good couple. It would make sense. But I still think the whole thing is for publicity. Now, Allie thinks there's the whole gay thing. She thinks that she's the beard for him. She says she's heard things about Shawn Mendes. But I don't care either way. I don't think that they're a couple, though. I don't. Why?
I think they are a stone-cold couple. I think that they started out as collaborators. They got in the studio together, Riggs. I feel like they're both in the booth. They look in each other's eyes. They fall in love. And now they are not afraid to show that they are liking each other, dude.
Do you think that he likes it when she calls him señorita? Because that would be incorrect Spanish.
No, I don't think that she likes it when he likes it when she calls. No, Riggs, I don't think that at all. They were in Florida.
Those are the things that keep me up at night. Go ahead.
They're in Florida over the weekend,
okay,
right?
Yes.
And they are out in public in Tampa and in Miami, hugging up on each other, kissing up on each other, swimming in a pool, swimming on the beach, all over the place like, hey, y'all, we ain't hiding. We're out here. And there's Riggs the Cynic with a look on his face saying that it's BS, saying he's not feeling it, clearly. They got the Song of the Summer.
Hey, she's
on
the picture,
tour.
Yeah.
She's been on, like, she's not even performing, Riggs. She's just kind of hanging out and going from place to place with Shawn Mendes. She very well may have been here when he was in Milwaukee recently. We don't know, because she's not out there being public with that.
I could also see them saying, we've got a song out, I've got a tour out, let's go to Miami together and make out for publicity. Because that's what we do. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
You
until
are
one of them, until one
of,
until one of them says it and comes out with it, I won't believe it.
Well, but
I will never believe speculation.
So they're not allowed to have any sort of a private life.
They
they're showing you.
They
they're showing you they're a couple.
They don't,
they're out there. They're making out. They're up on each other.
Then say you're a couple. Then just come out with it.
Why do they have to? They are.
They do.
Hey, Riggs.
What
speaks louder? Actions or words?
Actions.
Well, look what the frig they're doing. They're making out all over the place.
But when actions are attached to words, I believe it more.
And now you're just reaching for, you're just grasping.
Now,
you know,
now
I'm
reaching.
You know,
yes.
I got you. You know I got
you. I know
you,
goddamn son of a, put the, no.
I win.
No, you don't.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Gibbons, do you remember I was telling you about the taco party I got to go to next door?
Yes, and I was very envious.
I know. I finally got an invite from the Lopez family to go hang out with them and have some tacos over the weekend. And it was actually a birthday party for their four-year-old kid.
Oh.
And this kid loved dinosaurs. Like, I walked up, he had like a dinosaur big mural on the garage they had.
Really?
They had a big bounce house with dinosaur themes on it. You went in the house, there were dinosaur figures, a dinosaur cake, dinosaur action figures.
Do they know who their neighbor is?
Me? Riggs?
Yeah, but you, like, and specific things about you?
No. That's why when I got there,
wow.
I walked into their house, I see all this dinosaur stuff, and I went, holy cow. I go, do you realize what I have in my house? And they go, what? And I go, I have an adult T-Rex costume.
You said this to the kids or to the adults?
I said this
party?
To the adults.
Oh,
and they went,
okay, okay.
I said this to the adults at the party. The kid was not there.
Okay.
And they went, oh my God, you have to bring that thing over. And I was like, I would love to, because could you imagine the look on a four-year-old kid's face when a T-Rex costume comes stumbling across the front yard of his house?
Oh my God.
So we planned it for this past Friday, and it was awesome.
Dude.
This little kid, I'm texting back and forth, and I'm getting into this T-Rex costume in my garage, right? Getting dressed. It's a big inflatable suit. If you've seen like the T-Rex videos online, like the viral ones of them like mowing the grass or doing the snow blowing, it's one of those.
It's inflatable.
It's an inflatable. I bought it on Amazon Prime Day 5 years ago when I was drunk for like, I don't know, $60 or whatever. But So it showed up, and I was like, ah, now I have an adult T-Rex costume.
Yay!
And this is the moment that I can use it for. So I'm stepping inside this big inflatable costume in my garage, waiting for this thing to inflate with these two little fans. And I walk across the street, and little Isaiah's over there. He's sitting there so, like, he's excited, but he's freaked out at the same time because I can see him through this little clear plastic thing in this inflatable suit.
Yeah.
I can see the kid. He's excited.
But there's also a giant freaking T-Rex walking
toward
him.
There's a little bit of fear as well because he's not sure how to react until he comes up and realizes, oh, it's just a big guy in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid loved it. We had like the neighbor kids from across the street coming across
because
they were like, what is that? They were like, come over. It's a T-Rex.
Dude.
This kid's like hitting me with a sword and we're like jousting in the street and I'm running after the kids around the front yard in this little T-Rex costume. I made the best friends with this kid, and then at the end of the day, the grandma, she gave me a plate of, it was a chicken lasagna and like this shrimp fettuccine Alfredo. I found out my neighbors can cook, dude.
Bro.
And they give food as payment, as like for doing nice things. So I want to start like seeing if I can get food all the time.
Seriously.
It's amazing. She goes, I made some lasagna and some fettuccine Alfredo for you. And I was like, excuse me?
Here's your in.
She hands me a plate covered in foil. I take it home. It was amazing.
Okay, now, what's the Isaiah? What was the kid's name?
The kid's name's Isaiah. He's four, yes.
So you and Isaiah are now like BFFs, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you think you and your wife could handle Isaiah for like 2 hours on your own?
1,000%. We'd love to babysit Isaiah.
Give mom and dad and grandma and grandpa a couple hours off. I'm telling you, play with the kid, feed the kid full of sugar, and then let him run around, give him back to the parents, and get food for payment.
That's it. OPC, other people's children. And I'm going to use it as food, too.
Yes. And you know what? And because I had the idea, you got to cut me a plate, right?
Absolutely.
A little plate of the food,
I will bring
right?
you a plate, yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
1,000%.
Oh, man.
So happy at my new neighbors, my new BFFs. And he's four.
Your best friend's a four-year-old. What's that say about you?
I don't know. I'm a child at heart, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I don't know how this happened. Did you arrange this, Gibbons?
I make miracles happen, Riggs. You ask and you receive, my brother.
I don't know
how
this really happened, but I don't know if you know this about me, but I am obsessed with the stuffing balls at the state fair.
I've heard.
The Rapina stuffing balls, because I'll often buy them and then eat the stuffing balls, and then I chug the gravy afterwards.
Oh, man.
They bought a whole cup of the gravy, by the way.
I've never had the stuffing balls or the gravy.
You've never had the stuffing balls?
No, and
put
I am
put those balls
so
in your
excited.
Mouth right now. They're so good.
Give me a ball.
Go ahead. You do that right now, and I'll tell you something. By the way, you're going to win John Mayer tickets coming up at 7:20 this morning. We'll hook up those for free. He's coming to Pfizer Forum next week. Look at that. Oh, you're trying the new one, the Avalanche, the new thing they have at the state fair. That's like the stuffing balls on top of mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God.
Pour the gravy on top of it. You got to pour the gravy on top of it. Mom. Don't drink the gravy. That's my job. Don't drink. Oh, my God. See? You pour the gravy on the stuffing balls, on the mashed potatoes, and then you put it all in your mouth.
Mm.
It's good, right?
Oh, my God.
See?
Oh, freaking amazing.
I know, right? Mm. And they do. It's more than just at the state fair. They've got a whole grocery store from West Dallas that people don't know about.
I've
people
been
should
there.
Go to and get it all the time. It's amazing.
All homemade stuff. I went there
all
and
of
got
it.
Pistachio
yes.
fluff for my girlfriend a couple weeks
right?
ago. Delicious. Yes.
yes. So that's what I'm going to eat my face off at the state fair.
Oh, my God.
By the way, we got state fair tickets all week long as well on Kiss FM.
Bro.
What? I told you.
Freaking amazing.
Life changing.
Seriously.
And it comes with a little thing of gravy and you can drink it afterwards. It's so good.
Okay. I have no fork and I literally want to dip my fingers into the mashed potatoes.
Fine.
I,
you know,
I'm going
it.
To. I'm
Go
going
for
to.
It. There's another one of those, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's four of them.
You're going to do the heavy lifting, Riggs.
We're fine. We're fine. So what happens if your car gets hit by a Lime scooter? You've seen these electric scooters downtown?
Yeah, they just came in, right?
Yeah, they just dropped last week.
Yeah.
So what happens if one of these things hits a car? Now, do you file like a law, like a car insurance claim?
Yeah.
Is that a property insurance claim? I don't know, but here's what happened downtown Milwaukee. An Uber driver says that his van was hit by an e-scooter. He said there were two people on one of those Lime scooters, which you're already not supposed to have two people on them.
Come on, people.
They were on the sidewalk. You're not supposed to be on the sidewalk.
A double whammy of what the hell are you doing?
And they crashed in the side of this van, causing some damage. And he was like, what the hell is going on with this? So he's got to now file a claim. He's got to go through all this stuff with Lime. Of course,
yeah.
He's an Uber driver, so there's that.
Oh.
Just be careful on the damn scooters. They're awesome, but a couple bad apples are going to ruin it for everybody.
Of course.
Because this is just a pilot program they're doing right now.
I'm going to break a rule and ask you a question I'm not sure you know the answer to.
Go ahead, yes.
Are there hourly restrictions? Like, can I go from the bar at 2 in the morning and grab a Lime scooter?
Yes, if they're out. If they're out. See, what happens is at the end of the night, they pay people to go out and collect them. So somebody will go out and they'll pick up all the lime scooters. They'll have the GPS thing. They'll pick them up.
Okay.
They put them in their car. They take them to their house and charge them. And then Lime will pay them like per scooter or per night or whatever. And then they leave them in designated locations.
Gotcha.
So as long as there's one that's still out and it still has a battery, you can take one whenever.
Okay.
And if you take one and you lock it, you can keep it for, I mean, they're probably going to charge you if you keep it overnight.
But they know where it is. It's GPS hooked up.
They'll know where it is.
With your
yes.
credit card, they have your information.
Right. So don't be stupid on the scooters, all right?
Yeah, please don't.
Right, please.
Don't be stupid, you morons.
They're cool, but don't be that person that ruins it for everybody.
No.
That one person that takes it on 894 like an idiot. Like, come on, don't be that guy.
Use good judgment, people.
And
okay.
Life's biggest rule, which is don't be stupid, you moron, right?
Amen to that.
Do the smart thing. And
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week. Gibbons and
I
talking ASAP Rocky, bruh.
I'm angry, and I don't care who knows it. People can bitch all they want, moan all they want. We gotta get ASAP Rocky out of jail, Riggs.
Well, yeah, of course we do.
The dude is
silly.
The dude's innocent. Now, here's the latest round of BS in this case, right? Mm-hmm. ASAP has been in jail in Sweden since July 3rd when this incident happened.
Yeah.
Where a guy was following him and his team around.
Yeah.
Heckling them, harassing them, and physically assaulting them with a camera.
Yeah.
ASAP said, bro, just leave us alone.
Okay.
Bro, just leave us alone. ASAP's team said, bro, just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Guy kept approaching. Guy got put on his ass, and now ASAP's in jail, right?
Which is dumb.
Now, here's,
I agree.
Now, here's where the BS goes even crazier, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks after ASAP Rocky's locked up. This guy, who was a witness, I'm using air quotes, a witness to what happened.
Yeah.
This guy gets locked up, right?
Yeah.
For theft, some bad stuff. They find a knife on this guy, Swedish authorities do, right?
This is the guy that attacked ASAP?
This is the guy who saw this happen, right?
Okay, all right.
This guy goes, oh, well, I saw ASAP Rocky attack that guy. In fact, I will testify in court that I saw ASAP Rocky attack this guy. And the court says, oh, you're gonna rat on ASAP? Well, we're gonna keep you in jail just because your case is pending. But we're not gonna see your case or talk about your case where you're robbing people, robbing a store with a knife until after you testify against ASAP Rocky.
What?
So let the legal beagle Gibbons tell you what the hell's going on in this crap-ass
situation.
Okay, legal
beagle, tell me what's going on because I don't have any idea.
This is garbage. So now basically in Sweden they're saying, yo, if you go on the stand and say that ASAP Rocky did all this and it's ASAP Rocky's fault that ASAP Rocky assaulted this guy, we'll probably just forget about that other charge, or it'll just be like a jaywalking
ticket. What does Sweden have again? Did he like rob an IKEA or something? Why does Sweden have a vendetta against ASAP Rocky?
Do I speak freely my actual opinion or the PC route?
Yeah, freely.
Whatever. He's a rapper, the black dude with a bunch of money, and over in that country, he's going there taking, you know, doing a gig over there, and they're friggin'... He's a black dude with money. He's got to be a criminal. He's got to be a criminal. Oh, we're going to lock him up.
The stereotype thing.
Pissing me off.
What? I'm sure other rappers have performed in Sweden that haven't got harassed like this. Have there been? I don't know.
I don't know. And maybe there's not been video of the attack, so we don't hear about them like this. But the dude who attacked ASAP Rocky, who harassed him, got what was coming to him. Okay, got a little Jersey justice, let's say.
Okay.
Leave ASAP alone.
All right.
Well, bring him home so we can make his money, man.
Until they let him out, I say we ban everything from IKEA. I'm not even going to shop at IKEA. You hear that? I'm done with everything Swedish. I'm not even watching Swedish Chef from the Muppets. That Erdy Birdy Schmirt, that guy.
You know what?
No.
Done.
Not even done with everything Sweden.
Down with Sweden.
You we hate Sweden. Free ASAP Rocky. That's too many syllables, but I'll still clap it out. I don't care.
ASAP Rocky, bring him home. ASAP Rocky, bring him home.
There you go. There you go.
We need him.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Gibbons, yeah. Everything okay?
Dude, okay. So last week I came back from my trip to New Jersey to see my family.
Yeah.
And I was almost bragging about how little drama there was.
Right.
Because while I was there, there was very little drama.
Yeah, then normally there's quite a bit of drama. It's a Jersey family. There's a lot of tension with family things and friend things you're talking about. So,
well, since I've returned, there's been a lot of friggin' drama, and it involves my friend Phil, who the listeners may know. He's been out here a few times. My buddy from New Jersey. He came out here and he's gone crazy with the partying and with hanging out with all the ladies and just getting all kinds of wild.
He came out here after his divorce and kind of got his groove back a little bit.
So my friend Phil was very big on Tinder, right? Very big, always swiping, always swiping. Oh, and when he was in New Jersey, he was a big swiper, right? So he meets a girl on Tinder. He brings this girl who he's known for 3 weeks to Mama G's house while I was home, right? And she kind of looked a little bit older than Phil, right?
Okay.
So we asked Phil how old she was, and when Phil told us she was 30, Mama G like laughed in his face and was like, get the hell out of here. She's closer to my age than she is to your age.
Oh, wow.
Because we play rough in Jersey, you know.
Oh, she's just saying it like joking around.
Just razzing him, right? Just razzing him. And I'm just razzing him, too. We're all just giving Phil the business, which is nothing new. That's what we do in Jersey. We bust chops. It's how we communicate, right?
Yeah.
So Phil leaves Mama G's house on a Sunday night last week, and I tell Phil, like I tell everybody, yo, dude. Just let me know when you get home safe so I can sleep. I got to know that my friend gets home safe.
Yeah, you
right?
always do that. You do that with me.
I do.
All the time.
It's my thing, right? Something I like to make sure my friends are safe. So I take a little nap before I hit the road to come back here to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I hear nothing from Phil.
Nothing. Radio silence.
I text him in the morning like, dude, are you all right?
Nothing.
Nothing. I drive like 6 hours. I text him, yo, dude, are you okay? Nothing. Two more times that Monday, I don't hear back, right? So I start to get nervous. So I'm like, oh, maybe Phil's just been busy. Okay, no big deal.
Were you present when Mama G was razzing him about his girl that he's with?
Yes. And she was not being malicious. She was being, we were all laughing. Phil was laughing. Phil was in on the jokes.
He was laughing as well.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Because, I mean, it's funny. He's known the girl for a month.
Right.
And,
but where does that, so with some people, where does it border bullying? Does he feel like he's being bullied at some point? Maybe he really likes this woman and he's taking it like that, which if he does, lighten up. Come
based on things he was saying to me while we were there, I was not under the impression that they were anything serious, right?
You didn't feel like there was anything like.
Not at all.
Any negative energy in the room?
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
We're having a good time. We're busting chops. Right. I see the dude once a year, twice a year.
Yeah.
I see him with my mom. Never. So we were just doing what we do.
Yes.
Tuesday passes. I reach out. Phil, you all right, dude? Nothing. Now, by Wednesday, I'm getting nervous.
Yeah.
Did Phil make it home safe? I don't know. So I got to reach out to Phil's friggin' mother.
Oh, God. Wait, did you check Phil's socials? Has he posted anything?
Nothing.
Facebook, Instagram, nothing? Okay,
he's not
cool.
big on social, but I checked. I mean, I didn't want to reach out to his mom, but I literally didn't know if my friend was dead in a ditch or not. So I had
you
to like...
You know, yes. Was he in an accident? Is he okay?
I reach out. No, Phil's fine. He came home from work. He's been going to work. He's all good. Okay, well, if you talk to him, let him know that I'd like to talk to him, right?
Yeah.
I have texted Phil on a daily basis. Heard nothing back. So I texted him yesterday and I went, bro, if I'm a jerk, if you tell me I'm a jerk... Tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Don't make me go back to friggin' Jersey just to knock on your door because you know I will.
You will too.
I will. I would, no lie, if I don't hear from him by, I'll give it a week and a half. By next Friday, a week from this Friday, if I don't hear from Phil
You'll drive back to Jersey?
I'll leave the show at 10 o'clock Friday morning.
Uh-huh.
I'll get to Jersey by about 2 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
I will literally knock on Phil's door at 2 in the morning on Saturday, go, what the hell, dude?
Right.
We'll hash it out, and I'll drive back, and I'll be here by Monday morning.
Yeah, if he says there's a problem, just say there's a problem. You got to have communication, but that's the problem with men. We don't communicate either because we don't.
We
have a problem with you, we think... You know there's a jerk. We know you're being a jerk, and we think we just push it down. We don't talk about what's bothering us.
Now, we as
men, we suck at that.
We as society, as men, we do.
Yeah.
But Phil and I are on a different level.
Okay.
Like, when Phil's marriage went to crap, Phil called me in tears and, like, poured his heart out. When Phil found out his wife was cheating on him and that was why the marriage
was
over.
He called you. You've always been, like, an open, honest communication type thing, so this
always.
Is out of character for him.
Very. And I'm wondering, like, because he's... He's always been the type, like when we were younger in our teens, he looked like a Backstreet Boy. He looked like Justin Timberlake, Nick Carter. Every girl wanted Phil. Every girl.
All the girls want Phil.
Everybody.
I want to get my Phil.
And now he's been married, he's divorced, and he needs female attention constantly. It's a constant thing.
That's weird.
Very weird. Like when he came here to Milwaukee, he couldn't give a crap about hanging out with me. It was girls, girls, girls. Where are the girls? Where are
Phil
the girls?
Phil needs to spend time loving Phil.
He does.
He does.
He really does.
He's relying on too many other people.
He's always been like the troubled friend. Like when we were in high school, he had all kinds of problems, had to drop out of school. Like always had some kind of an issue, but he's such a well-intentioned good boy. And I just don't want Phil to hate me, man. It really bums me out.
Phil, if you're listening to this right now, and you very well may be, love yourself and be, call Gibbons. Call him back. Text him back. Just say something. Say, like, I'm taking time for me right now or something.
That'd be cool.
Maybe that's what you're doing. Maybe you're doing a little self-reflection journey, Phil. And maybe if he is, then maybe that's a good thing.
I got to do a quick pivot.
Sure, go ahead.
He is doing, he's been training for his job. He got a new job, right?
Yeah.
He's been training in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh.
So he'll be in, this just clicked. He'll be in Omaha, I believe, next week, which is half the distance of Jersey. So if I don't hear from his ass, I'm not going to show up to Jersey. I'm going to drive to Omaha, Nebraska, find his damn hotel, and go, just talk to me, Phil. Just talk to me.
Gibbons will have a boombox. He'll hold it up above his head and he'll play some sort of a rap song, like All I Do Is Win or All the Above by Mano.
No, it'll just be something sad, like, please just talk to me. Talk to me.
Yes, there you go. Well, I hope that everything works out with your buddy. Please keep us updated.
Oh, I will.
Because I worry about Phil.
Me
I do.
Too,
he's
dude.
A nice guy.
Aww. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Just Gibbons and I this morning. Time now for Hell to the No.
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell.
Riggs, your hand is up. Do you have a hell to the not to start us off this
I do
morning?
Have a hell to the not, Gibbons.
Yes.
When I start, you're going to be like, oh, that sounds like a hell to the yes, but it turns to a hell to the no. Let's see if you can tell where it turns to a hell to the no.
Okay.
Leaving the grocery store, and on the way out in the impulse buy, they have like the stuff for s'mores, right?
Yes.
The stuff for the graham crackers, the marshmallows, and the chocolates.
Uh-huh.
Right?
They're all
so
like
I was
bundled
like,
together. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? S'mores sounds like they could be fun to make. The wife and I may be over the weekend, so I grabbed some graham crackers. I already had marshmallows at home. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed the little six-pack of the Hershey's chocolate bars.
Okay,
right?
Hell yes.
Yep, grabbed them, put them in the bag,
yep.
Go out to the car, getting ready to drive home, mm-hmm. and I realize, oh, crap, I got to go get some gas. So I go and I get gas in the car, and then I had to run to the bank as well because I had to deposit a check. Went to the bank, deposited the check, and then went about my day, forgot that the bag was in the back of the car.
Hell no, no.
Those chocolate bars are now a big ball of mush in these little packages. They're little packages of mush.
Riggs.
Six little packages of mush is all they are.
Riggs.
What I did is I put them in the freezer for redemption. See? Because I'm an American.
Yes, you're damn
because
right.
Because I'm an American.
You're damn right.
Because we don't waste chocolate in this town.
Uh-uh.
Nobody wastes chocolate on my watch.
Hell no.
And I put it back in the freezer and I repurposed it. And now I just have smushy, ridiculous looking Hershey's, but it's fine. It's fine. It's not in the bar form. It's in blob form, but that's fine. It's still delicious.
When you put some graham cracker and some marshmallow in that bitch and toast it, it's going to taste just
and
as good.
And plus, it's just going to melt and look like that anyways.
Exactly.
I'm buying it to melt it, so I just melted it ahead of time.
Hell no.
But yes.
To the no, no,
now,
initially, it was a big hell to the no because I had this blob of chocolate in the backseat. Yes, Gibbons.
I don't want to take things the serious route here, but I got to get serious.
Okay, go ahead.
There's an issue in my home, and maybe it's happened in your home, Riggs, but I was not happy this morning.
Okay.
When I woke up. Now, mind you, there's been some windows open in our house when the air conditioning's been on, right?
Okay.
You yell at the kids, don't do that. They don't do that. Okay. I wake up this morning, and I walk into the living room. And the door leading out to our porch is wide open.
What?
With the air on. I don't know how long.
Close the damn door. The air's on.
Now listen. I'm not.
My dad used to do that stuff for me all the time.
Are you heating up the neighborhood? Are you cooling down the neighborhood?
Right.
You may. Now, I'm not speaking to anyone in particular, my girlfriend, Erin. But if anyone in particular is listening, my girlfriend, Erin, the way it works, my girlfriend, Erin, who I'm not speaking to, is you can close the door, right?
Yeah.
And it'll appear to be closed. But unless you hear the click of the actual closing of the door?
Yes,
you know
it's
what I'm
not.
Talking about.
Oh, I know the click. It's not closed.
Yeah, because then a little gust of wind comes.
Right open.
Hell no.
Now you're air conditioning the entire city of West Dallas.
Yep.
Might as well be paying for everybody.
And you know what the kicker on all of it was, Riggs?
What's that, Gibbons?
I woke up this morning after all that. It was so nice out, we didn't even need the air overnight.
No.
No.
Cooling down West Dallas.
Did she just write that check out to We Energies? Sure they're loving you right now.
Jesus H. Christmas.
They're loving the hell out of you right now, bro.
I'm like, what the frick?
414-799-1037, or you can just send us a text to 71037.
Hell no.
Yep.
To the no, no, no. Hell to the no.
My hell to the no. Gibbons tried to drink the gravy from Rupinas.
No. You know why that's...
Save it, bro. Save it, bro. I mean, I understand I want to drink the gravy, too. I want to gargle with it, but let's be sensible here.
Riggs. That is jealousy on your part.
It
that
is jealousy.
I got to it with the idea before you could.
Hell no.
And I'm unapologetic. It was a great idea.
Gibbons, I own the website garglewithgravy.com. I beat you on all things gravy. I promise you, garglewithgravy.com points to go to it.
Really?
Go to it. Yes, if you go to garglewithgravy.com, it will point you to a website that I built with gravy on it. I promise you, I'm this obsessed with gravy. We got text to 71037.
Jesus Christ, you're right.
I told you I was, yes.
You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
When your so-called friend goes behind your back and uses your Facebook page to find one of your friends and refuses to give you the number for their messages. Oh my God, this person's just upset with a friend.
Jeez.
Wow. I don't know what that means, but somebody's upset with a friend, I guess.
It means a lot to that person who texted in, I'll tell you that much.
When you're 8 months pregnant and your employer who provides your insurance announces layoffs. Oh.
Bruh.
Oh my God, people are locking onto garglewithgravy.com now.
Damn straight.
My health of the nose being cut off by a semi truck on my way to work today and not being able to catch up to it in traffic. Yeah.
Dude, I got cut off by a semi the other day merging on the freeway, right?
Yeah.
It says right lane ends in half a mile.
Yeah.
I'm in the left hand lane. I know I got a half a mile to go.
Yeah.
And this damn 18 wheeler with a half a mile to go before they had to merge cuts me off.
Oh, damn it.
Almost hit me. Son of a...
It's true. I just went to garglewithgravy.com, too.
So did I. And I've seen your podcast, Rigs Off the Radio. Literally, your entire... it's your
shameless,
website.
I know. It's shameless self-promotion. It's exactly. That's why I bought the website.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love gargling with a little bit of gravy here and there? Thanks for all the texts. It's 71037. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Rigs and Alley.
It's Rigs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Rigs and Alley. Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Nicki Minaj has a boyfriend. She's had him for about a year, right?
Yeah.
And this guy's got a long rap sheet.
Yeah.
All kinds of just not good stuff, just not great stuff, just not stuff you really want to be associated with.
Look, Nicki, I'm sorry. Nicki Minaj, she's going through a tough time right now. She knows that I've been married for a long time happily, and she can't have me, and that's why she turns to him.
She is on your Mount Crushmore.
She is.
She tried with Safari Samuels for a long while. She tried with Meek Mill. She was dating Drake way, way, way back in the day, even though she said she never bleeped him, which I don't believe. But now, things are getting serious with her and old Kenny Boy.
Yeah.
Because you know where they went?
Where?
They went to the courthouse in L.A. to apply for a marriage license.
Married? She's getting married? Betrothed?
They just may be getting married, which I know, Riggs, for you is going to be super.
Well, I'm already married. Sad. I just want Nicki to be happy, you know? I really just want her nothing but her happiness. It's really what I'm really hoping for.
Oh, okay.
Is that Nicki Minaj is happy in life.
Yeah, you know, just want
to... Be it not with me, I know it has to be with someone else. So, good luck to her.
I don't want this for her.
Why?
She deserves better. I know now it's in the moment, and she's one of those types, I feel like, when you tell her, bro, you really shouldn't be doing this. She's going, I'm just going to do it just to prove you wrong. Oh. I'm just going to do it to prove you wrong. And I just... Nicki, you've been dating the guy for, like, and this is coming from me, okay? Mr. moves way too fast all the time, okay? All
right.
You have been dating this guy for less than a year. His rap sheet is really long. Now, maybe he's changed his ways, or maybe in the first year of dating, you're just meeting the representative that is representing him and is not actually him. So, Nicki, from me, your friend Gibbons, who moves too fast himself, just slow down.
To pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes.
That's coming from Gibbons. That's a big statement, Nicki Minaj.
I'm just saying, if she's going to hear it from anybody and she's going to take the words in and make them mean something, it should be from me.
And while you're at it, Nicki Minaj, stay out of my DMs. I'm sick of it, okay? I'm sick of it. Stay out of my, all right? Come on now.
You're funny, Riggs.
Sometimes.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Alley rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
That's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Alley.
All right. It's going to be time for... I've never played beer pong in my life. I'm just going to say it right there on the radio. I'll put it out there for everybody to know. I, Riggs, at 36 years old, have never played beer pong in my life.
I've been
at parties where it's been played. I've been at bars where they've been playing beer pong. I've seen it on movies and pop culture. I have never played beer pong. Never. I always come up to the table when they're heated in the middle of the game, and I'm like, oh, cool, what's going on? Oh, beer pong, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let me pretend like I know the rules and everything. I don't.
Riggs.
I don't know how to play. I know it involves cups and beer in the cups and throwing them in the cups, just like what is happening behind us right now.
Well, no, they're doing it all wrong.
They're doing it wrong.
They have the cups set up. There's nothing in the cups yet.
All right.
Now, while Riggs has never played beer pong,
I have not.
I have played so much beer pong, and this is a true story, that my senior year of high school in health class, our final presentation, the teacher goes, do an oral presentation on something you're very passionate about and good at. And I said, can I do beer pong? Because I'm really good at beer pong. And he went, no, but you can do soda pong. So we set up rum and cokes, obviously, in the classroom and played soda pong. So I am that big of a beer pong connoisseur, a beer pong god, if you will.
Well, our intern hungover achiever is also a self-proclaimed beer pong champion.
This is true.
Beating what? Who did you beat? Like a football team or something?
The whole Ole Miss football team.
The entire Ole Miss football team. She took them
talking
down. And she beat them all in beer pong.
No,
by
she
default.
Didn't.
By default.
Thank you.
By default.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By default is fair.
Still won.
Yeah. A win's a win, Gibbons. You'll say that.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
Y'all ain't winning this game because we got the goddess
okay,
here.
Okay, so the rules are you've got two sides with the cups, right? They're all set up. We're playing with 10 cups
We're
on each side, correct?
Pong, yes.
4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so there's different liquids in each one. We've put different... one of them has Diet Coke. One of them will have pickle juice. One will have lime juice. One will have apple cider vinegar, raw and unfiltered. One of them will have smoky chipotle pepper sauce, hot sauce.
Oh, God.
And one of them will have soy sauce.
You're welcome.
Can we have water on the other two?
Some water, okay.
We'll put water on the other ones.
Okay, now listen. We got to talk about the rules of Pong.
Yes, how does this work? So two teams, right? We'll have myself, and I think we determined that Intern Hungover Achiever and I will be on one team because she's very good. I am very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Gibbons, a self-proclaimed good beer pong player.
Hey, God.
Intern Fun Pants, how are you at beer pong? How are your skills? How would you rate them?
I'm not that bad.
Okay. All right. Moderately humble. I'll take that.
I'm average.
Average. Okay. Fair answer.
So
how does it work? So
okay. Let's say Intern Fun Pants and I, we both make our shot. Okay, we're shooting at your cups.
Okay, you have to throw it. It has to make it in the cup. Can I bounce it at all?
If you bounce it, I have the option of swiping it away, hitting it off the table. But if you bounce it and it goes in, you get two cups, not just one cup.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So if the ball goes in, let's say I throw it and it sinks into the ball, into the cup with soy sauce in it.
Yep.
You have to chug the soy sauce, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But if you bounce it, I got to chuck the soy sauce and another cup.
Of my choosing?
Of your choosing, yes.
Oh.
Now,
if
you and your teammate both make your shots when you're shooting, you get the ball back. You get it back, right?
How many balls are in play?
Two.
Two balls at all times.
Boom, boom.
And you get two shots, and then next team plays.
Uh-huh, and if you both make them, you bring them back. Now, where I come from, I play, if you get shut out in beer pong where you've made no cups and the other team has made all the cups, you have to do a naked lap around the party. That's just the rules I've played.
So, I don't understand your Jersey/Canada rules. You have weird rules for horse, too, but that's fine.
That's another fight for another day.
I'll play with your nudity rules, sure.
Okay, now.
Sure.
We have to get very serious, okay?
Okay.
The leaning rules. Leaning over the table to take the shot.
Not allowed?
Your elbow can't go past the cups.
Elbow can't go past the cups, okay. How do you win beer pong? Like, how do you determine who wins?
Cups.
You just get all the cups for the other team? Okay.
I can't believe I'm explaining to a 36-year-old man how to play beer pong. This is so foreign to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Well, I know. If you've never played beer pong, text to 71037. Maybe I'm not the only one. I hope I'm not.
All right, so.
So here's what we'll do.
Let's get things started.
All right, we'll get things started. We'll get the ball rolling or the ball bouncing, however you want to say that.
The cups filled.
We'll fill the cups, and we'll do it on a Facebook Live here in a second.
Yes.
All right, 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Just Gibbons and I this week.
Yeah.
Alley's on vacation. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 713 is in the books.
Yes.
Oh, God, what did you learn on the show this morning? I just got a little whiff of what we were doing towards the end of the 8 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
We were playing beer pong, but instead of beer in the cups, there was soy sauce, hot sauce, apple cider vinegar, pickle juice, gravy, Diet Mountain Dew. It was gross.
Yeah, you know what I learned? One of the things I learned, my appetite for the rest of the day is freaking ruined.
Yes.
Every time I burp, I want to cry.
I was going to go to the gym, but I feel like doing any sort of movement with what's in my stomach right now, between the Rupina stuffing balls that they brought in, and the gravy I drank, and the hot sauce I drank, and the soy sauce I drank, and the lime juice that I drank,
I've got a little disgusting party going on in my stomach.
And if you're wondering how or why we drank those things, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/1037KISSFM. There is video proof.
Yes, we did the whole thing on Facebook Live. I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Is that he's lost a friend. His friend Phil is kind of out of his life now because his Gibbons' mom, Mama G, was making fun of Phil's new girlfriend, saying that she was older than Phil said she was.
I have to, you are 100% right, Riggs, but a part of the conversation just popped into my head that Phil, throughout this entire thing, while my mom's making fun of his girlfriend, right? Yeah. We're all busting on his girlfriend. Yeah. He goes the entire time, Riggs, she's not my girlfriend. She's not my girlfriend. She's a girl I'm seeing. And now the son of a bitch won't call me back because we made fun of his girlfriend. Yeah, your girlfriend.
Still nothing, by the way?
Nothing, dude. It's going to come to a point in a couple of weeks where I'm going to have to make a weekend trip back to Jersey just to set him straight. And I will.
Yeah, you will. I know you will,
You're
too.
Damn right. I will.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning? Just that we're going to die from what we've drank?
No.
Not die, but just be very sick.
That I learned, but also I learned that Riggs, who prides himself on never wanting children.
Never.
Who says he doesn't like children.
Don't.
Has a new best friend. Uh-huh. How old is your new best friend, Riggs?
Isaiah is 4 years old.
Your new BFF is a four-year-old child.
Yep, because I wore a dinosaur costume next door to his house, and he freaked out. The kid loved it. He loved it. He's obsessed with dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
And I went to his birthday party last weekend, and I was like, I have a T-Rex costume. I need to go get that and bring it by and freak this kid out. And he loved it. He loved it.
Well, now you and him are going to be fast friends. I can see you'll be grilling. Watch. Anytime you're outside, you'll be grilling out. Becky's going to come by. Can the T-Rex come out to play? Shut up, kid. I'm grilling.
Do you know why it's okay that he's my best friend? Because he's not my child, and I can give him back at the end of the day.
That's true. You know, every time he comes over.
Yeah.
No, kid, I can't play, but here's some sugar. Here you go. Send him right back.
Have this Red Bull, and then go say hi to Mom.
Oh, you're terrible.
I know I'm bad. I'm lost.
Man.
The worst.
Shame
you can catch up with the show at 1037kissfm.com, or just go to Riggs Alley, R-I-G-G-S, Alley, A-L-L-E-Y.com. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.